What's up, family? It's your girl, Smart Sister, and the Smart Sister Show. And I am going to spend my time with you guys tonight talking about the whopping responses I got to my last video. And it shows me the attention span of some of these people that are supposed to be the talented 10th, by the way. I got the worst blowback out of people in the so-called fraternity and sorority rooms than any of the other 50 million groups that I'm in, where people were cool, or if they disagreed, we could have a decent conversation. But in the Greek rooms, I have never seen so much ignorance in my entire life. So it really hurts me that the people that are supposed to be the talented 10th are as damn stupid and ignorant as they are. Okay, let me just say, first of all, when I made the video, I said why I was not going to vote for Kamala and Joe Biden, since I guess I did pronounce her name wrong. Sorry. But people are going to talk about that more than you know, was necessary. Second of all, you know, if I'm telling you why I'm not voting for him, does that mean I'm telling you not to vote for him? No, it is not. I said that I was going to talk about their policies and politics that I don't like from either one of them. I did not say to you not to vote for them. Okay, so let's get that straight first. Your vote is your own. You can do what the hell you want to do with it. And for all of y'all, if you don't vote, it's a vote for Trump. Well, what about the millions of Americans that are not registered to vote? Are all of them giving it to Trump? The United States, even though we're supposedly a democracy, a representative democracy, the vote is taken for granted by a majority of Americans. So let's just get that straight first. So I don't want to hear that. Okay, it's my damn vote. I can do with what I want to do with it. So can you. And I already said, if I had vote shamed anybody before, I apologize for that. Okay, because your vote, and I've always said, your vote is your vote. You do what you want to do with it. You're a grown ass man or woman. So for all of y'all that is on that bandwagon, miss me with that. Okay, vote all day till you turn damn blue. Do that. I'm not. Okay, next thing. I'm self-hating. I don't understand politics. I'm not going to even sit here and describe all the stuff that I have done in politics. I got a Christmas card from the president every year, from President Obama. How many of you that are talking about me got that? Okay? So I don't want to hear it. I know what I've done, and I don't have to prove a damn thing to you. What I am saying, which some of y'all are a little slow, what I am saying is the fact of the matter that you get nothing for your vote. If you want to talk about politics, which is the art of influence, okay? If you want to talk about real politics when you got some real power, because y'all don't, right now, black people would say, look, Democrats, if we don't get this, and this in the platform, we're not going to vote. Now that is power. What do you think the Democratic DNC would do if they know? Because see, they need us just to get them up over the top. They don't give a damn. Why do you think there's nothing in the platform that's for us? That's what y'all don't get. That's what's stupid. That you're not even using the power that you have right now. Today, we have more power and influence we could if we wanted to. Since so many people are so afraid of Trump, then you got everything in your power right now to say, look, you will get him again if you don't give us what we want. That's politics. That's how you use it. No, y'all so happy. Ooh, ooh, we got somebody. Oh, wow, yay. Well, like I said in my last video, if so many of you all were so pro Miss Harris, then why did her damn presidential campaign go up in freaking flames? Where were all of y'all then? Where was your money then? Where was your volunteering time then? When did you go and make a phone call, canvas, do whatever for her to push her forward? Where was that? See, it's easy to sit back and say that shit now. Okay, and then now, ooh, everybody jumping on the bandwagon. Ooh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, what the hell did you do to try to help her from the beginning? So don't tell me about no self-hatred shit or nothing like that because you didn't do shit. That's why she wasn't a candidate no more and had to drop out in her own damn state. Okay, so miss me again with that. Self-hating. I'm trying to get you need to grows to see how you really use political power, how you really get somewhere. I had a friend of mine, a Kappa brother, tell me to go read Why I Won't Vote by Brother W.E.B. Du Bois or Du Bois, however the way y'all want to say it, with your educated asses. Okay, I went and read that from an alpha brother. Okay, and if I almost fell off the chair, what was he talking about? Education, healthcare, housing, the same shit we're talking about in 2020, 60 freaking years later, we still begging for the same damn thing. So how much is your voting and really got your ass? And that's why he said he wasn't going to do it, because he wasn't going to be a party to any more mess where people are promising you things and you don't get a damn thing. Now that brother said that 60 something years ago. Are you kidding me? And then you going to sit up here and talk about I'm self-hating? Are you kidding? I'm trying to organize some people and get some real stuff done, because the real thing we need to do is organize our community. And probably half of y'all didn't even listen long enough to end the video to see where I was going with it. I said nothing personal against Miss Harris. Nothing. I don't have time for that. And just like y'all, you get personal. When you don't have a fucking point, then you get personal. Oh, look at us. You self-hating. You stupid. You this, you that. Now, this is in a room of college-educated people. There is nothing I said. I said I don't agree with her politics. How is that talking about it? You know what? That's y'all acting just like Trump supporters. You don't want to hear nothing, see nothing, nothing. Just, oh, because you ain't with the program. Oh, well, you stupid. You did. Can't have a decent conversation. Can't critically fucking think, even though you got all these degrees. And I got them too. But I'm not dumb. I can think for myself. And if you like her or him, great. Support them all day long. Like I said, vote till you turn blue. But you ain't got to turn around and flip on me and flip the fuck out like you lost a family member. Okay? You got to do what's right that you think is right. But you should be educated enough and intelligent enough to have a decent conversation. Because the bottom line is, if you can't understand the truth, if you can't handle the truth, even about the person that you're voting for, you might want to hold your nose and go on and vote. You might want to really think about it. But that's just it. You need to know what you're voting for. That's what I said. What are you voting for if you take 45 out the picture? What are you voting for? What are you getting? And if you think getting rid of him is more important than any other issue facing us as a people, that's good for you. I don't. That's the damn problem. We are all crabs in a barrel. And blah, blah. How am I holding Ms. Harris back? I'm not. I didn't say nothing personal about her. And if you look the shit up, you'll see for yourself. I don't have to make up nothing. I know what I know and what I believe, you know, and then you want to sit up here and talk crazy. I mean, craziness. Like I stole something from you. See, you're so damn emotional, you can't fucking think. And then you're not doing anything because why in 2020 we still talking about the same shit Dubois was talking about with your voting ass. Now let's just get real with this shit because I'm about tired of an ignorant ass person. And you want to who woke and who ain't woke. I'm woke AF. Okay, because I'm see the shit for what it is. Y'all still in a dream world, a lot of you. Because you want somebody to give you some. Oh, you want to sit back. Woke means getting up, doing some work. Think, reflect, get up and do. Sitting back on chair and I'm a vote and I'm going to sit back and wait and see what these white folks or what Congress or what the Senate going to do for me. And I like sleeping because then I don't have to do shit. That's what's wrong with y'all. You're scared. Because see, when you cut them ties from white folks, then you got to get up and do something for your damn self. And you don't want to do that. You want their jobs. You want their money. You want their houses, their travel, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But if you had to get out there and hustle and make your shit happen for yourself, you don't want to do that. And oh, Lord, you don't want to do it for your own people. Oh, no. That's why we're still saying the same shit every election. And you don't get shit. And then you would rather turn around and go off on me when you ain't did shit to the system that's created all this stuff. Even Dubois said back then, democracy was dead because the people didn't matter. Money mattered. Now, how true is that? Even more so now. And I was listening to a sister the other day, and she said, this sister, Kimberly Jones, said, poor people vote, rich people lobby. Now, chew on that for a damn minute. Yeah, you vote, but a rich person that's got money to back up what they talking, they lobby. So then they get the politicians to do their bidding. Y'all don't get that. You still believing in some shit white people don't even believe in. And our ancestors were fighting to be free and to give us an opportunity to vote. Do you think all they did all that for was just to vote? It was to be free. It was to be a part of something. And I know they rolling over in their grave because you sitting up here got the freedom to vote for nonsense. And because you don't do shit that's going to create a policy that's going to help you. That's the effed up part about it more than anything. I think about my ancestors all the time, and I want to do as much as I can to help free our people so we can build the businesses, so we can build the ways that we can create our own communities and have them be the way we want them to be. If we want red, black, and green fire hydrants, if we want Africans hanging everywhere, whatever. How come we can't get a neighborhood the way we want it? And like I said in my last video, if white folks close the grocery store, where are you going to go buy your food? We don't own shit. Now, I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. Yeah, here and there somebody might have something. Here and there somebody might do something. But we let everybody come and make all the money off of us. Appropriate our culture. They make money off of that too. We can't even make money off of that. You still got to wait for them. Still. The genius of what we do. We still can't get it. I think about the brother. At least he's smart enough. A brother got all the patents to the laptop. It was a brother that made a laptop. And he got the IBM patents to prove it. But how many of us got a damn laptop manufacturing company? A brother did a smartphone. How many smartphone manufacturers, or even if we work with them in China and bring them over here, how many of us got a business doing that? And you buying up a damn $1,000, $2,000 phone every 5 minutes and giving all your money to somebody else. And that's our genius. That's what we should be making money from as a people. Then you could have a factory that can give hundreds of people jobs instead of a mom and pop that's only going to hire two. And you going to sit up here and talk to me about where I'm going wrong. And it's so funny how we will dog each other so bad and won't say shit to a white person. You won't fart loud. All you had to do was disagree. That's fine. But for you to start getting personal, like I said, and you don't have a damn argument, then there we go. So you still sleep. You want to stay asleep. You want to stay where you're talking too crazy now. And what you gonna get? I'll be glad if they do win. I'll be so happy when they get in there and don't do shit for your black ass. Till I'ma just sit and be sitting back with my popcorn waiting. Because I'm going to be somewhere building some infrastructures with some black folks that know the damn truth. And that ain't falling for this same shit every 4, 8, 12 years. It's the same thing over and over. And y'all keep doing it because you'd rather stay asleep. You ain't woke. How woke does it do you have to be to keep voting against your own best interest? You so scared of Trump, then okay. But democracy is run by these white folks and what they say. We shouldn't even be worrying about it. You need to be building your own shit. I don't even understand. I just don't even understand. And the nastiness that we supposed to be talented, then talented 10, then no wonder white folks ain't got shit to worry about. Because we in these damn rooms can't even talk to each other decent. Let's more work together. Because like I said, if y'all was so damn woke, then why did her campaign crash and burn? Now answer that damn question. How much you gonna talk about that? Because you just don't even get it. You don't even freaking get it. And so do you. I don't give a damn who you vote for. I just talked about why I wasn't going to vote. Go read Du Bois' letter and then you will see how crazy what a lot of shit y'all said is. It doesn't make sense. Somebody said, oh, she just want people to come to her page and, you know, trying to get people. Well, over 6,000 something people then came to it and read it. So what are you trying to say? What am I getting out of it? No money in my pocket. You don't monetize no damn videos on Facebook. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in sharing and talking to people that's got some damn sense and us having decent discussions. Like I said, y'all just like Trump supporters. You don't want to hear shit. You don't want to discuss nothing. You don't want to talk about the truth of anything. The truth of the matter is, yes, you can vote for them and get Trump out, but you need to know who you voting for and why. And it should be more than just getting rid of Trump. You need to be trying to figure out how you can get some policies to help your people. But half of y'all need to grow. Don't give a shit about no other people. You worried about you. What organization you in. Who gonna get some shine. How much money you can make. Blah, 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 blah. You don't give a shit. And for all y'all Christians, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. That's what Jesus said. But y'all ain't worried about no least of your brothers. You could care less. You go to church, get a Jesus junkie hit and to last you to the next Sunday. But the church is outside of the building. And I ain't gonna go down that road, but that's what we looking at, people. When are black people gonna wake the fuck up and see shit for what it is? Y'all don't want to. Because like I said, then that means you have to admit what you've been complicit in. And you have to admit that you have to get off your ass and do some work. And not just be at the club and doing whatever. Even in this COVID shit, people going out having barbecues and parties and whatever and dying. For what? It's the stupidest shit I have ever seen in my natural life. So you don't like how what I say? I don't give a fuck. Don't look at my video. Scroll your ass right on past when it comes up. Block my ass. Do whatever you got to do if you don't want to see my videos. But you do not have the right to come and tell me what the fuck I can say or not say on my own damn page. Now, that's what I'm saying. And I can start blocking some damn people as well. I try to be cool. Because in my old age, I've learned everybody is where they supposed to be. If your brain or your understanding and your consciousness ain't got you to a certain point, that's cool. I'm going to let you say what you want to. If I want to respond, I will. If not, I won't. I try to understand people because a lot of y'all are still just in a sunken place. That's where you at. And but then you want to drag everybody down there with you. And then anybody that says anything, you want to don't go off on them. That's been our history. You got folks that followed Marcus. You got folks that was a snitch and that didn't have nothing to do with him. You love Malcolm X now. Some of y'all still don't. But you love Malcolm X, wear his shirts or whatever. But when he was alive, you didn't want to hear the shit. Martin Luther King as well. He wasn't loved by everybody. His ministers passed law. You just stirring up too much. You need to shut up. Like they telling me, shut up. He didn't get it till after white folks that have approved him as the leader he should be. And the fact that he was waking up saying, am I leading my people into a burning house? When he woke up, they killed him too. Y'all Negroes, it's the same freaking conversation every time. House Negroes, field Negroes. Woke, sleep. Rich, poor. Whatever. But you're not pulling it together to come up with concrete policies that'll change things. You know, and so then you want to talk about crabs in a barrel. There ain't no crabs in a barrel because you're dumb as hell, some of y'all. You're slow. And yes, I said it. And I don't care. Like I said, scroll past. Don't give a damn. And all of y'all that supported me, I thank you for that. I even people that we don't agree normally, but they had the respect. And I will respect you. And like I said the last time, I apologize if you ever felt or that I vote shamed you. I am woman enough to say I'm sorry about that. Okay? And that if we can work together and cover each other the way we should, we should be able to have a decent conversation. You can have your opinion and I can have mine. And then we move forward. But all this other bullshit is insane. That's why black people ain't got nowhere. That's why 50 million damn years later, we still talking about the same shit. So that is all I had. I hate to just spend this whole thing on ranting, but I had to get that off my chest. You know, I just had to because shit is real. It's real. And you gonna see it. And I just really feel sorry. Now I can see why some people that are not in sororities and fraternities can look at this shit and see how ignorant a lot of us are. It's beyond ridiculous how stupid some people can act when they call themselves educated. So that's it for today. I will see y'all next time. And I will be talking about something spiritual to try to help me get through this. You know, because I don't need this shit. I'm doing it because I care and I love my people and I want to see us move forward. So anyway, love y'all, even if you can't stand me. That's the so-called Christian in me, where I'm trying to be forgiving and understand that if you just retarded, then that's it. So I'll see y'all next time.
Get in on the excitement of playing Math Maze. Math Maze is a fun new card game for the whole family. It's fun, 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 fun for everyone. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Get Math Maze at mathmaze.us. Yeah. You'll have more fun than you could ever imagine, and the kids might learn something. Math Maze, the new game craze. Order yours today. Call 310-697-3177 or go to mathmaze.us. Do it now. mathmaze.us.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.